Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, also known as the Stellar GospelMusic.com show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice in it. I am so glad and excited and delighted that you have decided at this particular moment to spend your time listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, and I pray and I know that you will receive a great word from God. We are going to actually begin by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, followed by a song by the Bishop G.E. Patterson, I'm Coming Home. Then we're going to go into a teaching entitled Perfecting Our Walk and Being Obedient Unto God. I've always heard that obedience is better than sacrifice, but actually God sacrificed his life for us. And in that, he had to be obedient. So obedience and sacrifice are synonymous, in that when we become obedient unto God, we have to sacrifice some worldly desires. So as we begin to come on the ministry, I want you to get into the mindset of being submissive unto God. Because before we can be obedient unto the rules and regulations of the world, we have to be obedient unto God. And some of us do the opposite. We're obedient unto the world, and we're hard-headed when it comes to the business of the kingdom of God. Amen. So we're just going to pray and let God have his way. I know that we've been away somehow or sometime, but we are back, and we pray and we continue to pray, and we continue to remain focused on God. So I want to begin by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I've read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. At this particular time, I feel the presence of God, and there is a great honor. So you heard my voice come down, because when we're in the presence of God, we're in this awe feeling, and it's just a great feeling, and it's honor. And so as we begin to pray, we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to ask the revelation of God to fall afresh upon us. We're going to pray for different things. I want you to take under consideration that we must be ready when Jesus comes before we pray here. And the reason why I say that is because we are on assignment. And we're on this journey, and as we were walking this journey from the last time we spoke, some people are still walking. Some people have already met Jesus, and they've finished the course. There are some people still in the area, and there are some people still in the perimeter, and there are some people who are just out wondering. But we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to believe, and we're going to trust in God. And we know that God is wonderful. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask that you continue to bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. We ask that you continue to help us to continue to keep our eyes lifted up into the hills from which cometh our help, because we know that all of our help comes from you. Would you bless our ears to hear your revelation? Would you bless our feet to continue to walk into the path of righteousness? Lord Jesus, as we begin to go on this ministerial teaching, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you give us the revelation and the vision, and would you help us to understand your word in a simplified manner where people will understand? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us another chance. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us. And we ask that you continue to use us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet to edify and magnify who you are. We thank you for the new people that we've made connections with. We thank you for the people whom we already know. And we thank you for the people whom you are sending. Now, Lord, before we relinquish this prayer, we want to ask for your anointing over everything that we do, everything that's coming our way, from projects to challenges, to mountainous experience, to valleys. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you be the Alpha and Omega, which is the front and back? Then, Lord, as we begin to relinquish this prayer, Lord, we ask that you continue to bless your revelation to be clear and concrete. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and we ask that you continue to bless those who are in bereavement, bless those who have already crossed over, and bless those who are anticipating the day. Then, Lord, we thank you for the visions you give. We thank you for the words you give. And we thank you for the teaching and the understanding and the patience and the love and the joy and the happiness that you have adopted into our lives. We ask now, Lord Jesus, as we get ready to relinquish this prayer, that we pour back into what you have put into us. That you bless us to be able to spread the message of love and hope, peace and joy, and understanding all over this land and country. We thank you for each person who's on the line right now, and we thank you for those who are coming. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but never out of your presence, we ask, would you give us somewhere, anywhere in your kingdom? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And as we prepare, for those of you who have your book, The Spiritual Guide on the Go, Perfecting Your Walk with God by Dr. Alfreda Emmanuel Love, we are going to be on page, let me get my book here. We're actually on page 39, Perfecting Your Walk in God, Obedience to God. Will you be ready when Jesus come? We're going to look briefly at St. Matthew 4 and 18, and some more verses, Matthew 4 and 19, St. Matthew 14 and 22 through 33. I'm going to give you a synopsis, then I'm going to give you what the Lord has given unto me, and I'm going to give you some announcements, then we're going to continue to enjoy the rest of our day. This particular song is entitled Lord, I'm Coming Home by one of my favorite ministers, Bishop G.E. Patterson. I had the opportunity to interview his niece, who is a great actress and comedian, and she told me that the Bishop G.E. Patterson was doing well. And so he is actually one of my favorite ministers because of his revelation and because of the anointing that God has placed on his life. So we're going to listen to Lord, I'm Coming Home as we prepare to get into our lesson, Obedience to God. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida. Look.
But now I'm coming.
Amen. That was the Bishop G.E. Patterson, "I'm Coming Home." Amen. And when we look at this song, first of all, as the Lord is speaking, we're not talking about physically coming to a place that is man-made, such as a house. We're talking about being raptured in the arms of Jesus, and Jesus correlates this to the coming of God and through baptism, or accepting our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Or God says, when our journey is up, when his rapture comes, he says that we are going back until the dirt, and going, yes, our souls are going to heaven. And that's why it's so important that as we live on this earth, that we utilize our time in such a way in which we don't waste any time, because we don't have a lot of time, if that makes sense. So as we look at perfecting your walk in God, obedience to God, we want to focus on St. Matthew 4:18-22. And when we look at this verse, and I want you to read that at your leisure, but when we look at this verse, we find that Jesus begins to call his first disciples. And if you notice, Jesus went to the Sea of Galilee, and he was lingering around the sea, and he spotted two brothers, Simon Peter and Andrew. And both men were sitting there casting their nets into the lake. I want you to hear me out, because God has a revelation for this. This is not just about two men who were at the sea fishing. There is implications within this, but I want to go ahead and paint the picture. And the Bible records Jesus is saying, come follow me, and I will send you out to fishers of men. That's in Matthew 4:19. And without question, these two brothers, and we're talking about Simon Peter and Andrew, they both left their nets. Notice they left their nets and followed Jesus. And on the journey with Jesus, there were two other brothers, James and John, and they were preparing their nets, preparing. And Jesus called them, and they left their boat and father to follow Jesus. I want to talk briefly with this particular section about Jesus hanging out at Galilee, first of all, because these men were at the sea, and they had their nets. One or two of the pair were already casting their nets into the sea, and two were preparing. I want you to write that down. Two were already casting their nets, and two were preparing. And as the song was playing, I asked God, I said, there is a significance of the number two. And God is illustrating right now what we need to know about this particular parable. First of all, when we talk about the sea, God says this is a body of water. God speaks about, put in parentheses, he speaks about the coming of the Lord. He says the first time it is by water. He says, but the rapture will be by fire. He says this represents the first coming of the Lord. So when Jesus came and he called Simon Peter and his brother Andrew, and when he called James and John, he says this was his first coming. And so they passed the test because they dropped their nets and immediately followed God. But there are some more implications. We find that Simon Peter and his brother Andrew, they had their nets according to the Bible, and they were casting their nets into the sea. Understand? They were casting their nets into the sea, and Jesus stopped by and said, follow me, I will make you fishermen. And they immediately followed Jesus. But then we have James and John. And James and John were preparing to cast their nets. And Jesus stopped by and said, follow me. God says this represents that no man or woman knows the day or hour. Some of us are already walking with God. Some people are preparing to walk with God, but the time is of the essence. Because as you know, James and John were preparing, and Jesus called them. But
Simon Peter and his brother Andrew were already casting their nets. So God says he has no respect of person. He has no specific time or hour that we should know of that he calls us. He says, be ye ready at all times. And that's where the question came for, will we be ready when Jesus comes? So the number two is significant about the first coming of God and the second coming, the water and the fire. It's also about birth, which Jesus calls us to this earth, right? And then it talks about when Jesus calls us back home to eternal life. Then it talks about when we look at the body of water, right? Jesus said he came the first time with water, but the next time it will be fire. In either scenario, there were two brothers who were already on the journey. They were fishing because they was expecting something, and there were two who were preparing. So be ye ready at all times. Now, when we look at St. Matthew 14:22-33, this recounts the great event where Jesus walked on water. Do you believe that you can walk on water? If you answer, yes, I can walk on water, then I would assume that you have a great imagination. Within the text, we find that Jesus walked on water and is and will always be the only human to manage that act. Now, what is the significance about walking on water? Jesus points to a word, entitled miracle, because I want you to just draw some little waves and act like that is water, and I want you to put two circles on those waves. All right, just two. That's it. All right, you drew a body of water. It looked like waves. You drew two circles. Do you see those circles? Those circles represent the crown of God. God says the crown of God. God is the only person, and it represents the Father and Son. He is the only person that can walk on water. Matter of fact, God says since he made the water, he's always on top of the water. So God says in this particular parable, it's not about being impressed with Jesus walking on water. It's about being impressed by how Jesus can be on top of your life, how Jesus can keep you from drowning in sin or keep you from drowning in different situations in life, because God says he is always the head, he's not the tail. And so he says even with the waves and their movement, he says, and even when we try to hide from God or we try to run from God, he is always on top. So that means that God can always see ahead. And so in this particular area, in St. Matthew 14:22-33, I've always, to be honest, been impressed by Jesus being able to walk on the water. As a matter of fact, when I took a trip to San Diego, California, I was about 2 or 3 years ago, I looked at the waves and I looked at these individuals who were scuba diving and things like that on the waves. And when they were doing that, they were going up in the air, but they came down in the water. And so nobody is able to walk on water. But in that scenario, when I was on the beach in San Diego, California, I was studying the water, and I was thinking about this parable. And, of course, when the water comes in the sand, it is flat. But when you go deeper out to the beach, that's where all the big waves, I mean, those waves are going up and coming down. It's like a roller coaster. And I'm saying to myself, how in the world could any human possibly walk on water? And we can't. That's the answer. We can't. So God says, we in our own person must continue to be obedient to God, not by believing that we can perform miracles, but by believing that God can. So when God tells you that you can be healed, believe it, but believe that God can heal you. When God tells you that he can deliver you, believe it, but believe that God can. Because anybody who can walk on water
can heal you. God says there is no situation, no matter how your life seems to spiral out of control, there is no situation that he is not able to stand on. There is no situation that he is not able to get under control. So just as Jesus can walk on the water, God says that he can be on top of any situation. Within this section, we find that obedience could describe all of the disciples who were involved in the story. Peter and John, as you all know, did not question who God was. They just followed. These two men also did not take any gear with them, which shows that Jesus can supply all of our needs. I told you before, James and John were getting ready to fish, and Jesus called them. And they had the opportunity to ask God to hold on, or they could have procrastinated, but instead they left under the command of God, believing and trusting. If we look at Deuteronomy 11 and 26 through 27, it says, "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse, a blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day." In life, God expects us to perfect our walk daily by being obedient to him. And so I want to ask this question. Whatever you're doing right now, if Jesus was to call, if he was to summon you, would you be ready? And we're not only talking about the rapture. We're not talking about death. We're talking about why you alive, why we're alive. If Jesus was to call us, would we be in a situation where we would be ready? The second question is, are we obedient to God? Some of you have great talents. Some of us have great talents, and we talked about this. And God is calling us to higher dimensions. And he's calling us to do more things and work more for the kingdom. Are we being obedient to God? Or when God calls us, do we tell him, no, I'll do that tomorrow. No, I'll do that the next day. How does it feel when we are obedient to God? Well, I can tell you exactly. Feel successful. You feel good. You can rest better. God begins to open up doors. You have more love in your heart. You have more joy. How does it feel when we are disobedient? Well, you can ask the Israelites. You can ask Israel. When Jesus became upset with Israel, you can ask, look in the Bible at Jesus' wrath when it came upon the people for being hard-headed and disobedient. Exactly how does it feel? And so to sum all of this up with will you be ready when Jesus comes, God says that the key word is obedience to God, obedience to him. When Jesus calls you, answer. That means that if you are supposed to be ministering or teaching or whatever you're supposed to be doing, answer the call of God. The time is drawing very near, and we are running out of time. It's getting late, and the sun is going down. And so because of all of the things that's happening, and because time is not on our side, nor is time waiting for anyone, we must continue to work. I was thinking a few days ago, and I told God the way things are going, I said, we can't afford to procrastinate and miss out on any second of life because we don't know how long we have here. And one of the things that we don't want to be guilty of is wasting our time on a daily basis on things of no importance. Our job is to prepare and be ready when Jesus comes. Our time is to continue to spread the word of God and continue to be a light and a beacon unto the people, and also to continue to allow our lights to shine, because there are some instances in which we dim our lights and God still holds us accountable, because our lights are supposed to shine. Not only are they supposed to shine, but we are supposed to be in the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What does the image look like? It looks like doing the will of God. And so it's very important that that's what we do at all times. It's very important. So with that being said, of the importance of just doing what God say do and the importance of being who God is, we must learn how to continue to have a just be in the image of God, basically. Just be in the image of God and do the will of God and just be obedient unto God, because God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Amen? So to sum everything up, sum everything up. Will you be ready when Jesus comes? Obedience is very important. God calls us when we're preparing, and he calls us when we're actually in the act of doing what he has asked us to do. No man, no woman knows the day, nor the hour. That's why we should always pray and be ready when Jesus comes. Amen? Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com and the StellarGospelMusic.com. I want to thank each and every one of you. And I continue to ask you to let your family and friends know about this particular ministry. Be sure to tell them to tune in at any particular time. All of our shows are archived, and it's very important that we continue to just trust God and believe in God. Amen. Amen. All right. So, I want to tell you this, as the time is well spent, please be sure, if you know God, to continue to know God, and if you don't know God, be sure to get to know God. God is not going to force us to know who he is. He's not going to continue to just beg us. We must come unto God. Amen. Amen. I have a couple of announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you a great evening. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or go to AfreeToLoveShow.com and click on number one love radio. AfreeToLoveShow.com and click on number one love radio. Or StellarGospelMusic.com and click on number one love radio. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry, and I would love for you to listen to the ministry. In addition to that, make sure that the gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please Facebook AfreeToLove at AlFreedaLove or Freedalove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfreeToLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm yours, Dr. Afreeda Love. Okay. In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray for all of your family members and your friends. When you pray for all your family members and your friends, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because of the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Amen. In addition to that, check out AfreeToLoveShow.com. We are adding some spectacular people to that website. Let me say that again. AfreeToLoveShow.com. Listen. I want to thank some of the artists from different media networks who email me with their information about what God is doing in their lives as far as their music, as far as their speaking careers, as far as their events. Thank you so much for taking our time to think about little old AfreeToLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com with your sister stations, twin sister stations, because we're going to have some great people on those stations and some great news. Amen. Amen. Listen. I want y'all to text somebody. Tell somebody about the AfreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Tell somebody about it. Reach out and touch somebody. Tell them. In addition to that, make sure you go to AfreetaHubPages.com, because I'm going to add an article about the election. I want you to pray for both presidential candidates, and I want you to vote. Get out and vote. It doesn't matter where you are in the United States. I need for you to vote. Don't say I'm not going to vote because they're going to pick whoever they want to. No. Vote according to what is right. Vote according to you believe in, your philosophy. Don't vote just because you're a Democrat or just because you're a Republican. Don't vote for that party. You have to look and analyze what each person represents and stands for. That's all I'm going to say. In addition to that, make sure that you stay up to with the events. We have the Praise Festival coming to Austin, Texas. I'm excited to be a part of that in November, God's will. We also have Sister Vicky Winans, who's coming to Texas in November, God's will. I'm looking forward to that, God's will. That's two early birthday presents. Praise God.
Then also make sure, bringing you back, we rewinding this here. Yes, we going to have a garage sale. And I'm still praying about the place because God has shown me some things. I'm still praying because I want to reach as many people as possible. But I do know for sure on that Saturday, God's will, we will be at Treasure City. I will be at booth 65. Come by and say hi. Come see me. We have a great discount going on. You will be greatly pleased with the quality that you will be able to see. We have all sizes and things of that nature, so please be sure to come and see me. Amen. Amen, and be blessed. Also, we have the Santa's Toy Store. I want to invite all of Central Texas, and even if you're visiting from out of state, please be sure to come. We're going to be at the Bell Mead Civic Center on the 3rd and 10th of December. Someone else has also opened up their doors for us as well the week afterwards. But we're going to have to see because, see, my birthday is close to that, so I'm going to have to see what I'm going to have to do. But anyway, okay, so we're going to see what's going on. But I know the 3rd and 10th, we're going to have Santa's Toy Store. In addition to that, just keep praying and believing in God, because I tell you, the prayer of the righteous avails much. What else do I have to tell y'all? Be sure to check out my Facebook page. I have a couple of individuals who are up for Grammy Award nominations, and they have submitted their information to me. I appreciate it. I have a couple of people. I want y'all to look at the websites and support the ladies and gentlemen that you see on there. Some of you know them personally, and some of them you don't know personally, but these are all my friends or family members, so I want y'all to really support them when y'all see them, if you're in their areas. Support what they're doing and what the Lord is doing in their lives. In addition to that, make sure you just continue to pray. Pray unto God, and the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Just pray unto God and continue to pray unto God, because we serve a big God. We serve a living God. We serve a true God. Amen. Amen. Also, if you're trying to contact me, my number is, my email, amen, praise God, is emonya_love@yahoo.com. I want to invite the 30 people who have connected with me. I want to thank all of the individuals who are sending in the information once again. Thank you so much. I am going to respond to these emails momentarily. I want you to come back on tomorrow, God's will, as we're going to have our billboard and we're going to have a brief word from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want y'all to continue to trust and believe in God, believe in the power of God and everything that he can do. And I want y'all to just have, you know, just enjoy life. Just have fun. Amen. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, and if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love is here because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.